Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Alison, and a boy, Bob, about pets. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is incorrect, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
We're thinking of buying my grandma a puppy because she gets quite lonely living on her own.
That's a good idea. But will she be able to take it out for walks, especially in the winter when it's cold and wet outside?
Oh yes, grandma's very fit for her age and she loves walking. Sometimes when I go for a walk with her, I'm tired before she is.
I'm allergic to dogs, which is a pity, but I'm okay with cats. In fact, we've got 5 at the moment because our cat had kittens last month. They are absolutely wonderful, all soft and so much fun. Although they are getting to the stage when they can attack all the furniture with their sharp claws now.
Oh, how lovely. Are you going to keep them all?
We'll only let them go if we find really good homes for them.
We always get our pets from animal rescue centres. Actually, I'd quite like to volunteer to help at the local dog's home once I've finished my exams and I have more free time.
Well, you are crazy about animals, so it would probably be the perfect hobby for you. Plus, you'd be doing something useful.
Would you like to come to the dog's home on Saturday to see if there's a good dog for my grandma?
I would have loved to if I hadn't already promised my little brother that I'd take him to football.
Oh well, never mind.
Now listen again.
We're thinking of buying my grandma a puppy because she gets quite lonely living on her own.
That's a good idea. But will she be able to take it out for walks, especially in the winter when it's cold and wet outside?
Oh yes, grandma's very fit for her age and she loves walking. Sometimes when I go for a walk with her, I'm tired before she is.
I'm allergic to dogs, which is a pity, but I'm okay with cats. In fact, we've got 5 at the moment because our cat had kittens last month. They are absolutely wonderful, all soft and so much fun. Although they are getting to the stage when they can attack all the furniture with their sharp claws now.
Oh, how lovely. Are you going to keep them all?
We'll only let them go if we find really good homes for them.
We always get our pets from animal rescue centres. Actually, I'd quite like to volunteer to help at the local dog's home once I've finished my exams and I have more free time.
Well, you are crazy about animals, so it would probably be the perfect hobby for you. Plus, you'd be doing something useful.
Would you like to come to the dog's home on Saturday to see if there's a good dog for my grandma?
I would have loved to if I hadn't already promised my little brother that I'd take him to football.
Oh well, never mind.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.